Question Mark coming up at 8 o'clock. You got a specific question for Mark. Hit us up on the RamosLive.com text line, 303-713-1043. Include hashtag question mark. You go near the front of the line. Put hash brown, send it to the internet. You go to the absolute front of the line. Patrick Saunders, our Rockies insider, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, joins us now. Morning, Patrick.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. We're just excited about the Rockies carrying some momentum into this.
No, we're not. Stop lying.
Oh, goodness gracious. The road woes are the road woes. Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, so that they actually play a little bit better on the road?
You know, guys, I wish I could say yes, but until they prove it, no. I mean, the numbers are so bad right now. 197 team batting average on the road. I mean, that's just insanely bad. You know, I was looking at the catching duo. Guys, on the road, the Rockies' two catchers are hitting 0.93. I mean, you know, I hate to be so pessimistic, but until they turn it around, you know, you can't really let them off the hook because they got to prove it. And, you know, hopefully they will, because it's just really awful baseball on the road right now. At home, though, they're doing okay. So I wish I could be a little more positive today, but, you know, I'm going to hold their feet to the fire until they prove they can turn it around.
Patrick,
turn it around a little bit.
MLB trade deadline is July 30th. Who are the Rockies that you expect to be dealt between now and then?
I still think Trevor Story is going to be traded, even though Bill Schmidt, I asked him point blank the other day about that, and he said it's not necessarily a done deal. I still think they have to move Trevor at some point. And Trevor, by the way, comes off of IL tonight for the Miami game. John Gray, I think, is still a possibility, but we have to wait and see how long it takes for this elbow injury to solve itself. If people still have questions about that, he's not necessarily going to get moved. I think Michael Givens gets moved. I think even though Daniel Bard has a chance, I mean, still has is under team control through next year. If somebody really comes knocking, Daniel Bard might get moved. And if I'm going to keep going, you know, C.J. Cron, if the American League team looking for a reasonably cheap deal, might want to pick up C.J. Cron, too. I guess it depends on how bold the Rockies want to be in this rebuild.
Sounds like if they get rid of all those guys, we're not going to be able to field nine. I mean, it just...
Yeah, I know.
Hey, what is the status of John Gray right now and that elbow after that, you know, that short outing the other day?
Well, you know, everybody feared the worst because whenever you hear, you know, flexor injury and pain and numbness in the forearm and the elbow, people think Tommy John. Luckily, he had the scan. It came back clean. He's on the IL. He's with the team in Miami. So it sounds like they dodged a bullet. I don't know how long John's going to be out. I would imagine it'll be more than 10 days. But he should be back, I'm just guessing, a couple weeks. But I'm sure they're not going to rush him. But, you know, everybody was holding their breath because, you know, whenever you start talking about elbows in this day and age, the first thing that pops into your mind is Tommy John.
All right, three at Miami, three at Cincinnati, six games on the road. Buckle up. We'll see what happens. Patrick, as always, appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Patrick Saunders, our Rockies insider from the Denver Post, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook.